the appalling blunders, the incredible and now largely forgotten carnage, while at the same time filling in as much as possible of the historical background. And I use the word weave advisedly. An early decision was to intertwine the stories of the war's major fronts, rather than dealing with them separately in the usual way, and to mix foreground, background, and sidelights in such a way as to make their interconnections plain. I continue to think that such an approach is essential to showing how the many elements that made up the Great War affected one another and deepened the disaster. It has long seemed to me that practically all popular histories of the Great War assume too much, expect too much, of the reader, and therefore leave too much unexplained. In dealing with Hohenzollern Germany, for example, they commonly presume that today's reading public knows more than a little about who the Hohenzollerns were, where they came from, and why they mattered. Authors are right, of course, in making mention of the decadence of the Ottoman Empire, the frailty of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, the backwardness of the Russian Empire, of all the elements that gave rise to the war and that the war destroyed. The recurrent mistake, it seems to me, has